No, don't press that, please. What would you like to do?
Play hide and seek.
Play hide and seek?
Yes.
Is that something you've done at nursery?
No. The tweenies have done it.
Oh, the tweenies have done it, I think.
So, playing hide and seek. We're playing hide and seek. E-I-A-G-O. Can't find Jake. We can't find Jake. Can't find Jake. E-I-A-G-O. Playing hide and seek.
Oh, that's very clever. Well, how do you play hide and seek, Thomas?
Right. Everybody hides.
Yes.
Everybody counts.
Right. Oh, so that's like that book Everybody Hide from Wibbly Pig, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do that?
Yeah.
Well, do you know where the book is?
No.
It's probably upstairs.
Yeah. I get it.
Are you going to go and get it? Or shall Mummy get it?
Oh, no. Gate locked.
Is the gate locked? Will you wait?
You do that.
Well, you wait down here. Do you want to finish that piece of apple?
No.
All right, you wait.
I run upstairs.
No, no, don't you run upstairs. I'll go and get it.
I'll get it.
And then, well, look, you can hide off. I'll go and get the book. Mm-hmm. You hide.
Yeah.
And when I come down, I'll try and find you.
All right.
Okay, I'll start counting when I go upstairs. One, two, three, four. Yes, the book was hiding, wasn't it? We didn't know where the book was.
No, we weren't.
We don't know, so we didn't. Right, have I got to find you?
Yeah.
Give me a clue, where are you?
I'm somewhere.
Ah. Found you!
Yeah. this time, I hide again.
All right, where are you going to hide this time?
I don't know, Mummy. So where I can hide? In the kitchen.
Oh, listen, darling, can I tell you something?
No. What is it?
Well, when you're playing hide and seek, will you come and sit on me? When you're playing hide and seek.
Yeah. What?
You hide somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you don't actually tell anybody where you're hiding.
No.
Otherwise, when they come to look for you,
yeah,
like I just came to look for you then, because you'd already told me you were hiding behind the settee, I had a jolly good idea where to look. Didn't I?
Yeah.
So when you're playing hide and seek with somebody, don't tell them where you are. It's a secret.
I won't.
But listen. Don't play hide and seek with anybody other than, say, at home with Mummy and Daddy or Nana and Grandad. You can play hide and seek with people in this house or at nursery. But never go outside and hide somewhere, will you? No, because listen, you might hide somewhere like, say you hid in Grandad's garage and Grandad didn't know you were there and you shut the door. Then you'd be all locked in that room on your own. We would be looking for you.
Yeah.
And we'd be frightened because we wouldn't know where you were. And you'd be frightened because you'd be inside. So until you're a much, much, much bigger boy, just be careful while you play hide and seek, yeah?
Right.
Right. You want to go on to play hide and seek now?
Yeah.
Right, I'll close, just a minute, I'll close my eyes and count to ten and I'll come and look for you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 8, 9, 10. Coming, ready or not?
Boom!
You can't keep a secret, can you? Oh dear, shall we try again?
Yes!
Right.
This time I hide. in there.
Well, don't tell me where you're hiding, otherwise I'll know where to look. Right, I'll shut my eyes and I'll start counting to ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming, ready or not? Behind the sofa, no. Where were you hiding?
In the kitchen.
Were you?
Yes. This time, I hide the door.
Oh, well, if you're hiding there and you tell him, there's no point me looking for you because I know where you are. Yeah, the thing is, Thomas, you should always tell Mummy where you are, shouldn't you? When you're playing hide and seek with Mummy or friends or at nursery, it's a bit different.
What?
Never go anywhere without telling Mummy where you are, will you?
No.
And if ever you do go anywhere, you must make sure you come back when you're asked to come back. Otherwise, people start getting worried, don't they?
Mm. This time I hide in the safe again.
All right.
This time to number one.
Number ten?
No, number one.
One.
Number one.
One.
No, number one.
One. Do you want me to count to ten?
Yeah. Ten again.
Right, okay, you hide.
Yeah.
I'll close my eyes. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm coming to find you. Now, where can he be? He's not near the television. I wonder if he's in Purdy's basket. No. Not behind the chair. I know he was in the kitchen the last time. I bet he's in the kitchen again. No, he's not. Oh, no. Under the table. No. What about behind the settee? No. What about behind the settee this side?
Ah!
Right. Now this time, you stay where you are. Close your eyes. Right. Now count to ten, and when you reach number ten, open your eyes and come and look for Mummy. Mummy will have hidden somewhere. One, right, okay.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're coming ready or not? I'm playing hide and seek.
And count again?
Yeah.
Alright, you count to ten and I'll hide somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Your eyes shut.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm coming ready or not?
I wasn't really hiding, I was watching you sitting there counting.
But can't you hide in there?
Well, if I hide in there, you'll know where to find me, won't you?
Yeah. Hide in there.
Alright, I'll hide in there. Right. You counting?
Yes. One, two, three, four, five. Coming already or not?
You're supposed to count to ten.
What? One, two, ten.
Hello. This is a fun game, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Thomas Henry, since when have you counted 1, 2, 10? That didn't give me chance to hide. 1, 2, 10. You're a silly girl.
Mummy, 1, 2, mummy. What did mummy?
You're getting giddy now. Shall we read the Wibbly, where's, what is it called? Everyone hide from Wibbly Pig?
No! You hide there again. Then I hide.
All right, well, I'll count this time and you hide.
No, I count.
You count and I hide. All right. Make sure your eyes are shut and count till ten.
1, 2, 10.
No. 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 I'm not playing if you don't play fair. Come on, do it properly. I haven't hidden yet.
1, 2, 10. No, you can't. No, I can't. I close your eyes and go 1, 2, 3.
Right, who's hiding, me or you?
You're hiding. I go 1, 2, 6.
No, I'm probably to 10. Right, come on then.
1, 2, 10.
No, you're not playing if you're not playing fair.
No.
No, you need to bump your head. No, no, no.
Ready or not?
No, Thomas, you shout, coming, ready or not. But you can't, but you can't. If you're only counting to, you're counting three numbers, aren't you? No.
This time, I say 1, 2, number 6.
No, I'm going to hide behind this book. Come on then, close your eyes and count to 10 and I'll hide again.
1, 2, 3, 6. 1, 2, 6. Mummy, ready or not? No, no, no. Nina, Nina. 1, 2, 6.
Come here. So come on, when the Teletubbies play hide and seek, what happens? Tell me.
What then?
What happens when the Teletubbies play hide and seek?
No.
Shh, steady. What happens? What do they do?
Pop up.
Pop up. Oh, sorry, Teletubbies, or is it the tweenies? Who does it? Teletubbies and tweenies, or just Teletubbies?
Teletubbies.
What about tweenies?
Mummy, yes. 1, 2, 6.
What other games do the tweenies play?
Play, leg, leg, leg.
No, you're getting silly now.
1, 2, 6.
What other games do they play? They played past the parcel the other day, didn't they?
Yes, no, no. I hide. I count in the kitchen. 1, 2, number. 1, 2, number.
Just being silly now. Come on, how high can you count?
1, 2, 6. No.
Let's do some counting. 1, 2, 6. No. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Number.
8.
Numbers two.
Oh, you're being silly. I'm very tired. Shall we go for a bath?
1, 2, 3. Number two.
Number time. Now come along. You were telling me about the tweenies. They played past the parcel the other day. What happens in that game?
Jack done it on his own, and we hide in the paper.
Oh, Jake hid in the paper, did he?
Yes, and Dougal's.
And Dougal's, It's a combination of fast the parcel and hide and seek, isn't it? Playing hide and seek.
No! It's flat. You're hiding my trainer pants.
I don't want to hide in your underpants, thank you. You said trainer pants. These aren't trainer pants. These are proper. These are big boy's pants.
But you're hiding there.
I didn't. I didn't. I'm just putting these smelly pants on my nose.
These are not smelly pants.
No, they're not smelly pants, they're clean pants, aren't they?
Yes!
You've been wearing them all day. I don't want them put in my face, thank you. No. Hey, listen, what else have I said about my glasses?
Stick up and down again.
Listen, Mummy's glasses are new and they're very, very expensive. They cost a lot of money, so listen, don't do anything that's going to hurt Mummy's glasses.
No.
Did you use the toilet at nursery today?
Not nursery. Toddler group.
Toddler group? Well, you didn't use it at toddler group. I was with you. Did you go at Mrs. Platford's?
No.
Did you use the toilet at Mrs. Platford's?
Yes.
Are you putting your underpants on my foot now, are you?
Yeah.
Ow. Ow. That's my toe. Oh, look, Daddy's home.
Oh, no! Let's hide from him.
Go on then. Hide from him. We're playing hide and seek. We're playing hide and seek. E-I-N-E-O. We're playing hide and seek. Daddy's not coming in, is he?
I'm not.
He's looking through the window. I can't hide from him because he's seen me. Hello, Daddy. You seen Thomas?
No. Not seen him at all.
Well, he's playing hide and seek. No, he's not seen bed. He's going to go to bed very soon.
What is he doing? So quiet.
It is quiet, actually. Isn't it nice? Where do you think you might be hiding?
Pardon?
Where do you think you might be hiding?
He's there!
Where?
Pardon?
You nearly blew a whistle so that we would know where you were?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we know where you are now.
But hide again!
Hide again? Well, the other one hiding.
They're going
away. Pardon?
They're going away.
Daddy's just come back to the car. I think he left something at the car. Oh, don't start blowing the whistle, Tommy Henry. No, don't. That's not nice, is it? Right, let's just have a little break now. And then we can talk.
A
little break, then we can talk to Daddy. Come on.
Having lunch?
Having lunch? That's having lunch, it's going to bedtime.
Oh, Daddy's coming!
Yeah, Daddy's coming.
Oh, let's hide again.
You hide again, that's right. Shh, because he's coming. Oh, Daddy.
I can hear that whistle.
Oh, Silk and Purdy, look, she's come running downstairs. Oh, Thomas, not near Purdy. No, that's not nice. No, we're not playing hide and seek. Are you going to help Daddy with the shopping?
No.
Come on.
No, I want to play.
What's
this? I want to play hide and seek.
What's this?
Cucumber.
Oh, what?
Cucumber.
It's a cucumber.
Cucumber. Say there. Cucumber.
Okay. What's that?
Tweenie spaghetti.
Tweenie spaghetti? Who's on the tweenies can?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
What's this?
What's that, Thomas?
What's that, Colin? house.
Marsh fry
and
yogurt. And some of these before Mum and I buy. What's that? Oh, yes. Very nice. Thomas, don't chew that on Purdy's tail. Oh, that's not.
Because of the moth.
No.
And my puff. I blow your house down.
Oh, that's three little pigs, isn't it, sir?
Milk.
What colour's milk?
That one.
That was yours. What's in the blue packet? Blue container.
Nothing.
Blue milk and a red milk.
Don't play hide and seek.
We've finished one too.
We've been playing hide and seek.
And what's this?
Birdie's food, whiskers.
What's this?
Oh, tin of sweet corn. But you don't rub it on your toe, but it can hurt, won't it? No, it doesn't go in the fridge, it's almost like it goes in the car. That's it, get to that.
But then more shopping! Okay, more shopping to go.
What was this again?
Kind of soup, is it?
I'll show you. It's carrot, tomato, and soapy dippy, and chips.
Carrot, tomato, and chips soup?
Is it Weight Watchers?
Yes, oh, it's Weight Watchers.
Thomas told me before he was on a diet.
Strawberry!
Ooh, wow.
For your pudding.
Is it strawberries for your pudding? That's a great big pint of strawberries. That's lovely, isn't it?
Look what I found in there!
What have you found?
Apples!
Apples, very good.
Cherries!
Oh, wow!
Chip time! Chips
as well.
Mean.
I promise you'll eat all your dinner tomorrow.
Okay.
So promise.
Yes, promise. Promise, Daddy. Because Daddy.
Well, he did eat all but three bits of potato. Tonight.
Oh, got you.
Just steady now.
Shh. Back. That's all
of him. That cat. You patted his back because you love him.
Yes, I do. Super duper, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy, yeah. Buy lots of nice things.
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti bolognese?
Yeah.
We didn't buy that, did we?
No. We didn't, Daddy. Bully!
What do you say for your lolly?
Thank you. Next time.
Oh, look, there's a local bed there. I've been sitting on that. I didn't see it. Is that good?
You're hungry, Steph.
Freezer doesn't shut now with all those chips.
What do you think for?
Well,
just.
Well, is anyone looking for it? Thomas will have to have chips tomorrow.
Oh, yes!
Would you like that?
No, chips and peas!
Chips and peas?
No, Daddy.
I didn't think I'd get all those things in there.
Another bag. Look.
Like some plastic bags.
Yeah. Ah. Oh, they're cleared.
Everything away.
But Daddy's wallet's cleared as well now, don't you? Your Daddy's wallet's empty.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is it? Right. Will you finish that lollipop now? Oh, Daddy's gone back outside again.
What?
I think he's playing hide and seek and forgotten to tell us to count. That's some exciting things.
Climb Bobby now and in again.
Those strawberries and cherries look nice, don't they? Is your lollipop nice? Looks nice.
Super duper.
Super duper? Who says super duper?
Linda.
Linda. And to Linda next door, does she say super duper?
Yeah. Brian says super duper lady.
Brian says super duper.
Brian says super duper lady.
Super duper lady, says he.
Mother?
Yes?
You're hiding. I can't use the count.
Am I hiding?
We thought you were playing hide and seek and you'd gone outside to hide and forgotten to tell us to count.
But Daddy, silly. You count 1, 2, 6, then you're up on your
own.
1, 2, 6?
Yeah.
Well, I've been saying to Thomas, 1, 2, 6 is only 3 numbers. It doesn't give you very much chance to hide, does it?
No.
Would you like to throw me a song?
Yes, please.
There you are.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
I'm well, not Linda.
There's Ryan there.
Not Linda, I'm Mummy.
Linda! Oh, hello, Linda.
Linda's on holiday.
And I knew Mummy Linda as well.
No, I'm called Linda now.
What say?
Then I'm called Linda now, aren't I?
No, yeah, Mummy now.
Oh, my back's being Mummy. Right.
Right,
Mummy. Shall I go and run some bath water for you?
Oh, no.
Why?
I'm sorry, down in my lollipop.
Pardon?
Down my lollipop. Oh, Daddy, go away.
You can stay with the lollipop down here, but I'll go and run some bath water.
Oh, Daddy's going upstairs.
Will it be a minute or two?
What do you think Daddy's going to do upstairs?
Bang a wall down.
Bang a wall down?
Yeah.
I do hope not. Why do you think he's going to do that?
Go bang, bang, bang,
don't,
bang,
don't
bang.
Don't hit me. Why do you think Daddy's going to do that?
I'm putting it in again. Oh, what's that noise?
What was it?
I don't know.
Do you need your potty?
I think that's my tummy.
What, your tummy's rumbling?
Yeah.
Well, you've had a lot to eat, haven't you? Oops, my eyes on me. There you are. Why are you holding yourself like that? Do you need to go to the toilet?
Yeah.
Yes? Don't stand and hold yourself like that. Go on, you know where your potty is. Go and get it. Thomas, if you want to wee. No, don't be silly now. If you want to wee, sit on your potty, please.
No, Daddy, no, I want to.
You mean you don't want to wee or you don't want to sit on your potty?
No.
You don't want to wee? No, you just...
Sure, Mummy. Yes, please.
You're being silly, aren't you?
Good miss, lady.
I missed you.
I was the wrong lady today.
Pardon?
This day, my man walked in,
man walked into a big puddle?
And a crocodile.
Oh dear. What's happened to the Icelandic man's the tube? That is so. It's a nice green one, this, isn't it? There you are.
Yeah.
Is it very cold? Very, very cold. Gosh, it's cold just holding the wrapper, isn't it? Making you cough. No, don't. No, oh, you see, Billy.
No, but you never want to eat it all.
You can eat it all. I was just trying to put it back in the wrapper. It's a bit too big to put in your mouth, isn't it? Yes?
I'll try.
You'll try. Is that not very cold? Is it not too cold? Does it taste good? You look full of mischief. You are full of mischief, that's why, aren't you? Come on, eat it quick before it melts. That's why it hurts now. Come here, Mr. Sticky.
Go back to your mum, mate.
Come here, Sticky Wicky. Don't hurry. It's nearly bedtime, Daddy, because you're giddy, aren't you? You're giddy biddy, aren't you? Yes?
Well, yeah.
Not lolly nice.
No, that's a bouncer.
Pardon?
It's a bouncer lady.
What's a bouncer lady?
You should not move your arm and get a bouncer lady.
I don't know what he's trying to tell me, Thomas.
What's that? What are you doing there?
My computer.
I think I'm being a doctor. Doctors have music.
Doctors have music? The doctor has a computer, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I'm trying to be a doctor in Paris.
Oh, yeah. I think you need to do more than just play with the computer, Thomas, if you're a doctor, don't you?
Daddy, I'm a musician, Ben.
What are you?
Musician, baby.
What, baby?
A newsagent's baby.
A newsagent's baby?
Yeah. Hello, what are you doing? I'm a hospital lady.
You're a hospital lady? You were a newsagent's lady not many minutes ago. What happened, newsagent's lady? Newsagent's baby?
What can
you... If we can find the tweenies in a minute.
Yes, yeah, I find the tweenies.
No, let Daddy find the tweenies for you.
Let Daddy have one too. They're your job.
That's your job.
It's my job.
Do you like playing on the computer?
Well, I find the tweenies and then you can play.
Then I'll press the button.
What?
Hey.
You sing the song.
Right. I do the action.
You do the actions. What do we sing? Hey, hey.
Just wait a minute.
Can you just wait a minute?
Wait. Oh, what's happened to the microphone, Thomas?
It's red and green.
It shouldn't be, should it? Just be green.
Yeah, it's red again.
We'll have to change the battery, won't we?
What is it? Flat.
It could be flat, won't it, when it's gone to green, to red. I'll just get a new battery and change the microphone.
No, that's my job. Here we go, Pam. You ickle jobber. I don't do anything to my whole computer.
Wait a minute, please.
No, that's Ben. Ask me called Thomas. Oh, no. Can't do that.
No, wait a minute, please.
Okay. What's up? I want one of those.
No.
Oh, it's gone red now.
Just red, hasn't it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Put them down again.
No, no sirens, Thomas, please.
Yeah.
Oh, the lights are working now, the ambulance.
Because,
sorry. I said all the lights are working on the ambulance. They weren't a while ago, were they? Uncle Brian fix it for you.
Mm.
No, Thomas, please, not the siren. What did I say before?
Oh, it's wrong way, my computer. Here it is. Yep, that means green. So.
Right, what colour's the light now?
Green again.
Green again. Are we working again?
Yes.
Good. I don't know why. That one didn't work.
Oh, it's green again.
Yes, it needs to be green. It's when it goes red we have to worry. I'll put this one in the bin when you don't get next to it.
Put in the other microphone in the bin. Four.
Not the microphone, just the battery. Oh, because when the red light comes on the microphone, it means the battery's not working. So put a new battery in, that should keep it going for a while, shouldn't it?
Okay, my computer!
I don't know what's it saying, Danny.
It's saying this... Oh, that's less than. Should we try again?
Yeah. What's that?
So just say, what's it going to say? This number is not accepting calls at present.
Oh dear. Oh well, shall we leave it then?
Please try again later.
Oh no. Bother.
No bother.
Let's try again. To the computer. Silly computer was ding, ding.
Well, it's probably not very happy at being bashed like that, Thomas. You've got to treat it gently, haven't you?
Be gently.
Gently. Right, shall I go and run the bath now? You ready for bed? Thomas?
Oh, ding. It's a ding again.
Are you ready for bed? Yes? Dressing yourself, are you? That's a plan, huh? Isn't it?
No, nothing is any help. I don't want to see anybody doing it. I don't want any help.
You don't want any help?
No!
Thomas, stay in here.
Look downstairs.
Like, Thomas, come on.
Oh, I want to.
it's done.
Oh, come no!
On, come on, if I was wearing a blue one that's trying to pick it up, I wouldn't know how to get it off. Please, show me.
No.
Why?
I don't want to.
Come on, the water's getting cold. Look at this. Nice water. Come on, you've no shorts on. You've no vest. One sock is on and one sock's on. One sock is off and one sock's on. It sounds like a little dumpling. My son John went to bed with his trousers on. One shoe off and one sock on. Shoe on, diddle dumpling, my son John. What are you doing?
They're
sitting on the Weight Watchers. You're sitting on the Weight Watchers, they're the weighing scales in the bathroom. Weighing scales, that's what they're called.
Well, they're cool.
Bathroom scales, I should say. Weighing scales are like we use in the kitchen, aren't they, for weighing out things. No.
I'm going to look now.
No, there's nothing to see, Thomas.
Oh. I'm not out.
Do you want your potty again before you get in the bath?
I'm running out.
Come on, there's nothing to see downstairs.
Yeah. I want to watch my bag.
No, Daddy's busy with his computer now, Thomas, and it's your bath time. Come on.
I don't mind going to see what my bag is doing. Not in my.
You're waiting to see what's happening where?
See what my bag is doing.
Your bag?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to blame the shop.
You're not playing your shop now. It's bath time and then bedtime.
Oh, dear.
I'm just waiting for you to get under.
I don't know. That's my hat.
It's not your hat. It's your jumper. It might be a hat now because you're wearing it on your head. Right, arms out. Arms from your
side. Oh, there's a hand in.
Right, another sock off, please.
Nope.
You can't get on the back with one sock on.
Yes, you can.
Come on, let's get this
going. You're slipping and dashing under the water.
Come on.
That's what you need a sock off. Because I'm bringing my son Thomas.
Pardon?
Because I'm dumpling my son Thomas.
Diddle dumpling, my son John. But only we'll say Tom because then it's you. Diddle dumpling, my son Tom went to bed with his trousers on. One shoe off and one shoe on. Diddle dumpling, my son Tom.
Remember, Tom, Tom, that's my tummy. That you're jumping
in the bath.
Ow, that's hot.
It's not very hot, is it?
No, it's just a little bit hot.
A little bit hot, but it's not.
It's fine. It feels hot.
Is it? Mm. It's not very hot, I've just tried it.
A drink.
You'd like a drink?
Yes.
You're only saying that because you've seen this, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's only water, would you like a sip of water?
No, I like that orange juice.
No, I'm drinking water.
I'm drinking that orange juice.
If you want a drink of this is what it is, water.
Oh, I don't like water. I don't like water.
You do like water.
I don't.
Thomas Henry, you do.
I don't. Babies have them.
Babies have water, certainly. You used to drink a lot of water when you were a baby. But you still drink it. At lunchtime we have water.
I don't. I got my hair wet.
Oh, that's your silly fault for lying down in the bath, isn't it? Oh, are you so tired? Are you going to sleep? I don't think that's a very good idea, do you?
Yeah.
Not a good idea at all to go to sleep in the bathroom.
Mummy, can I get your bath water? And then you sleep in it underwater.
If you went to sleep in the water, it would soon go cold and then you'd wake up really freezing, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's if you woke up at all, you might have swallowed so much water that you wouldn't wake up.
You're
just eating your dinner and then you fell on the floor?
Yeah.
Oops, what are you talking about now?
Oh dear. That.
Can't tell what you're saying. Have you got bubbles in your ear? You're putting bubbles in your ear like you put my hair in your ear when you're tired. Does that feel nice?
Yes.
Are you a very, very, very tired boy?
No. I don't care.
You don't care? What don't you care about? Thomas. You're being rude now, aren't you? Why did you say I don't care? What don't you care about?
Well, we're drinking water.
You don't care that I'm drinking water? Oh, that's all right. Well, you can't keep drinking things like blackcurrant, Thomas.
Blackcurrant?
Because it can do damage to your teeth. And sweets and things.
Oh, yeah. And hard sweets.
Well, hard sweets, yes. If you crunch on hard sweets, it really damage your teeth. What would the dentist say?
Oh, no, don't!
Would he?
Yeah.
Last time we went to the dentist, he was pleased, wasn't he, with what he saw? That was in February after Charlotte's party. Do you remember? We went to Charlotte's party, and then we left that party and went straight to the dentist for a check-up. And had a look at your mouth and he said, very good, he was pleased and he gave you a sticker, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
And then we drove all the way to Blackpool. I think we were staying with Nana and Grandad, I can't really remember, but I know it was a busy day because we had Charlotte's party, and then we had the dentist, and then we went to Blackpool.
That far?
Well, I can't remember now what was happening in February, but definitely we drove over to Blackpool the same night. Do you remember going to the dentist?
Mm.
Daddy had his teeth checked as well, didn't he?
Mummy?
Pardon?
Mummy did.
No, Mummy did it then. Mummy goes to a different dentist.
I'm a dentist now.
Are you?
I'm a dentist now. How are you, Tim? Good.
Oh, thank you.
There's a sticker.
Oh, thank you. And your teeth should be quite good because you brush them a lot, don't you? When you eat apples, you eat a lot of fruit.
That's very crunchy.
Oh, yes, the crunchy things are good.
Hard knuckles. Brush. Brush my teeth.
What other sort of things make crunching noises when you eat them?
Nuts.
Nuts, yes, you don't eat nuts, but they do, yes. And what about crisps?
Yeah.
Crunching on crisps and biscuits.
Ouch. Containers.
Pardon?
Yeah, containers.
Containers?
Yeah.
Well, that would certainly make a crunching noise. silly bunny.
Carrots.
Carrots, they would make your teeth crunch as well.
Carrots and potatoes.
Potatoes, well, no, not if you're properly cooked. Carrots.
Yeah.
And apples.
And peas.
No.
Peas go crunch, crunch.
No, unless they were very raw peas, I don't think they would go crunch, crunch, would they? Celery. That's good to crunch, huh?
Again.
What do you mean again?
Eating
things.
I'm a dentist again.
Oh, are you?
I'm a dentist lady. Oh, good. Good.
Do you remember the programme with Auntie Mabel and Pippin when they went to the dentist?
Oh. They're two stickers.
Oh, two stickers. Is that one for the top set, which are very good, and one for the bottom set, which are very good? You like to brush your teeth now? They need doing, don't they? No. Well, I think it's time that we started getting washed and teeth brush ready for bed, don't
you? Then you take the plug off.
Take the plug out.
Let's walk.
A wolf?
Yeah.
Oh, why are you saying wolf?
Well, don't drink the bath. Let's put a bee with the cartoon. Put a toothbrush, shall we? Come on, turn around, it can't be sure. What does it say? No, sit still, tell me.
Sing like you've got a bruise right above your nose. What have you done?
I want to lay.
Pardon?
Bashed.
You bashed it?
Yeah.
Why did you bash it?
A concrete.
On a what?
A concrete.
A concrete?
Yeah.
Do you mean a coat rack?
Yeah.
A nursery?
Yeah.
You banged this on the coat rack?
Yeah.
Are you being serious? You didn't tell me about this before.
It was raining.
Oh,
I'm going to get some bubbles.
Did you really bang your head, Thomas? Thomas, did you bang your head?
Yeah.
At nursery?
Yeah.
No, that's a completely different dance from the one I'm talking about. Did you really bang your head?
I didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Sit still, please. Come on, sit up, let me do this. So giddy.
Why that's it? Then.
Thomas, don't be silly.
Ow.
No, turn round.
This time. No.
No. You are going to lay your head. You didn't have that bruise earlier on, that's only just come up. Have you just bumped it now?
Yeah. Was
it when we were playing hide and seek?
Yeah.
Where did you... Turn around, Thomas. Where did you bump your head?
On a snail.
On a snail?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a serious bump, can it?
Yeah,
well. Yes, it will. Well, more emphasis on that side. Come on, please. And have another bath another night when you're playing properly with your toys. You're a bit late tonight, aren't you?
Right.
Thomas. Let's do it.
Good
lad.
Full blood out
there. Not yet, you've not had a wash yet, have you?
Not had a wash.
No, you're not. You're just wiping your face.
Yeah,
Come on, sit it when I wash your neck.
I won't eat me. No, I won't do this. I won't do that. Ouch, bubble.
What's that?
Bubble in my hand.
Trouble in your hair?
Yeah.
What sort of trouble? Did the bubble touch your hair?
Just a little.
Sit still. Are you going to sleep? Hands and arms. What's going on with your hands, please? That's it, good boy. Let's do those smelly little piggies, shall we?
Good smelly pig!
Smelly piggies, and this little piggy went to market.
And
this little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast. This little piggy had melon. This little piggy had... Wee, 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 all the way up his dirty legs and knees. You're very clean today, aren't you?
Yes, I'm good.
What's on this foot?
Yes.
This little piggy went to market.
Okay.
This little piggy stayed at home.
That one.
No, we've washed that one. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee 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 wee. All the way.
Home.
Just don't look, please.
Hello.
No, stand up properly. Stand up, come on. I'm getting cross now.
Do you know this?
You know very well. It's every single night. Don't put your fingers down there. Right. Let's snuggle you up in this big... Ooh, big fluffy towel. Right.
Are your clothes all wet?
What's all wet? My toes? That's right, that's why you've dripped on me. Right.
Yeah.
Sit there a minute, Bessie.